I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Matt Bellany of The Hollywood Reporter. And Matt, this situation at Fox News, which we thought had sort of ended when Gretchen Carlson accused Roger Ailes, the architect of Fox News, of retaliating against her for resisting his advances. And then Fox ousted Ailes. And it sort of seemed to die down for a few minutes. But yesterday in court, boy, there were some red-hot allegations made by a lawyer for another of the alleged victims of Roger Ailes' harassment, Andrea Tantros.
Right. And this was ostensibly a hearing as to whether this case should be in arbitration or in court. But the allegations in court and outside the courtroom were pretty interesting, that the federal prosecutors are now looking into whether Fox News violated security laws by masking some of these payouts to alleged Roger Ailes victims as salary and other financial shenanigans to not have to disclose that they were paying off women. If that's true, that could be a significant securities violation. And this lawyer is now using this venue of the original harassment suit to make some pretty big and significant claims.
Yeah, I mean, you know, many times you have when you sign a contract, there is an arbitration provision. And so far, the judge is saying she has to stay in arbitration. But this attorney, Judd Burstein, not only said in court that he believes that Ailes had used electronic surveillance against this woman, which has a lot of resonance because, of course, there was a huge hacking scandal in Britain where people were, you know, their cell phones were hacked and that sort of thing. But he said the U.S. attorney is looking into this. Now, in order for that to go forward, this question about the payments to her not being disclosed, it would have to be material to Fox's bottom line, which seems like a stretch probably. I mean, it was millions of dollars all in, but I don't know.
I mean, that is a network that generates $1 billion a year in profit. So who knows?
And it's part of a bigger parent, you know? Yeah.
True. But let's look at the ultimate impact of this. It really is a perception impact. This is yet another bad news for Fox News situation. And, you know, they thought that in paying Roger Ailes $40+ million to go away, in settling the Gretchen Carlson case, and, you know, trying to get this other harassment case into arbitration, that these scandals may be behind them. But they may not be behind them if this is a federal case that goes forward.
And also, the defendants include the current co-president of Fox News, Bill Shine, and others. So if she comes back and, say, sues over this alleged surveillance, it certainly may not be over even for current Fox management.
And obviously, this all comes at a time when Fox has ostensibly salvaged its relationship with the Trump administration and is kind of having a good run with them. But this is, you know, a key time for Fox because it is transitioning past Megyn Kelly and it is trying to reestablish itself as the beacon for conservative viewers.
And I would ask, will Jeff Sessions, the attorney general, try to put a damper on anything against Fox News, which is very supportive of the president? Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bellany, editorial director of The Hollywood Reporter. He joins me this Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.